This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Target disappointed investors with its quarterly report earlier this week. Not like investors were in a good mood anyway. But Target said the reason for its miss is that its investments in online shopping are weighing on its profit margins. But those same investments are starting to pay off in other ways. Online sales jumped 49% in the latest quarter. Look out, Amazon. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on that.
For years, Target focused on its physical stores. But these days, a lot of investment is going into its online presence, where in-store and curbside pickup have helped the company. Wharton Business School professor Barbara Kahn says in lots of parts of the country,
people are in their cars anyway. In fact, it's more convenient for some people than having to have it delivered at home at a particular time and waiting for the delivery, etc.
For Target, all that investment in keeping prices low while slashing shipping costs isn't cheap. Not for Amazon either. But the company can afford that, says Mark Cohen, business professor at Columbia University. Amazon has an independent web services profit generator. Its competitors, like Target,
they don't have an offset to cover off all of that that entails. And so they're running at a tremendous disadvantage in that regard.
A big advantage Target has is its 1850 brick-and-mortar store, says Ari Lightman, who teaches digital media and marketing at Carnegie Mellon University. He says Amazon, with the purchase of Whole Foods, has been trying to move into the physical space. And that's harder than a physical entity like Target moving into digital.
Because of what you need infrastructure, you need these assets, you need to create them, those sorts of things. Maybe Target has, you know, an advantage when it comes to Amazon.
Amazon's taken notice. When Target announced that it was going to offer free holiday shipping, Amazon followed suit. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.